You're with Greg T. Ross, and welcome to another episode of the Last Post Radio Show, a podcast series you can download at any time and listen to anywhere. How exciting to have Peter Gurs with us again and English actor Jack Stokes to talk about the play Shell Shocked on at Adelaide's Fringe. Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good day, Greg T. Ross. Good on you. We love the Last Post, and the next issue will be Anzac Day, will it?
That's right. We're looking forward very much, and also having an arts column from you, Peter, so it'll be fantastic. Jack, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Really excited to be here. It's a pleasure.
Welcome to Australia. You've probably had that a million times, but it's coming from me now, so wonderful. This looks like a fantastic play, too, on at the Fringe, Shell Shocked, with you, Jack, and Lee Bainbridge. And by golly, it's written by your father, Philip.
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah, it's written by my dad. He's been working on it for a while now. We brought a show across here a few years ago that was a one-man show that was written by my dad called Jesus, Jane, Mother and Me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was an enormous success, Greg and Jack. Enormous success. And
appreciate it.
Won awards. And as hopefully will this. But Jack gives one of the best young performances I've seen from a young actor in my entire life. It's a really, really extraordinary. You have such stillness, Jack. Such stillness as an actor. Are you trained?
I'm not trained, no. No professional training.
Well, you're what age are you?
I'm 21, just turned 21.
I've got things in the back of my fridge older than him, Greg.
Actually,
I've got underwear older than him, and I'm wearing it.
That's right. Well, that's a nice change. Hey, listen, Jack, the character's age of 21 fits in nicely with the character that you're playing in the play.
Yeah. So the character I play is a character called Wesley. It was just turned 19 years old. And he has been away in Germany fighting the war, and he comes home after, and there's obviously the huge celebration and congratulations, and it's this amazing achievement, and then these poor young boys and young men were then just pushed back into society and just told to just get on with it, get a job, sort your life out now, go back to normality. And this kind of play is looking at that sort of dynamic. So my character is in need of money. He unfortunately lost his father at war. And he's like the man of the house now, and he has sisters to look after, and he has his mum to look after. And at the young age of 19, he's got to be the one to provide everything for them now, basically. So he goes for a job interview at an artist studio with an artist that's played by Lee Bainbridge called Mr. Lupine. And it's sort of a cat and mouse thriller-esque play where you start to sort of realise that Mr. Lupine has ulterior motives and that there's a wider game at play.
Right. It sounds totally interesting. And of course, post-traumatic stress disorder, as it's now known, affected just about every soldier that went into battle, and my father included, from World War II. So it's quite timely that you bring this up, and quite timely that you should be speaking to us, The Last Post, Jack. What's your history with acting?
It's a very brief history, to be honest. I was doing an acting course when I was about 16 years old, and then COVID hit, and I really wasn't doing much at all. And my dad decided to write a little bit of an extract, because my dad was a playwright, which I never really knew as a child. And I never really knew what he really did. And he wrote me just a little extract and was like, here, check this out, just as something to do. And that was the beginning of what Jesus, Jane, Mother and Me went on to become. And that show snowballed. So then we put it on for literally two nights in a little town in England, and then a theatre came to see it, and then they put it on in Edinburgh, and then in Edinburgh won the Holden Street Theatre Award to come across here in 2023. Wow. And it's just basically just been a snowball that kept going. And then because of the success of Jesus, Jane, we wanted to write some more, and we really wanted, what we wanted to do is to create pieces that were so uniquely different. We didn't just want to give, like, with our next show coming back, we didn't just want to give you Jesus, Jane, Mother and Me Part 2, because we've all seen that, we've had that story. So we wanted to show something so uniquely different, with a real naturalistic fourth wall drama that still has that tension and that bite to it, which I think this show really has. And from the reviews of people coming out of it, you know, the most common thing we get told is that people feel like for 70 minutes they were really just sat on the edge of their seats.
Wow.
Also, it's a puzzling. You know, you leave it and you think about it for days afterwards.
Right.
Because it's very complicated, isn't it? Emotionally, you know, you never quite know what's going on with these two characters, do you, Jack?
No, I would 100% agree. I think that what we wanted to create was in a way a thriller. And I think my dad has always said to me, and it stays with me ever since he told me, there's nothing worse than coming out of a theater or watching a show and then going, right, where should we go eat? And you've moved on, you've already forgotten about it. And it was like, there was that moment, but the show's finished now, now we move on. We like to create theatre that hopefully lasts with people and leaves an impact. And with this show, I think that exactly like Peter said, it is complex. There are a lot of complex themes. There's a lot of undertones of different stuff. There's the exploration of sort of this homoerotic homosexuality throughout the piece that's not really addressed because it's back in the 1940s. There's themes of PTSD, of all these like really prominent themes that are still really common today, with this, looking at stuff going on in Ukraine at the moment with Ukraine and Russia. These are things that are still affecting the world today. And we wanted to look into that and really like make people think.
Well, that's very interesting you say that, Jack, because of course, homosexuality has been marginalized and set upon historically for since time began. And I think I watched the Mardi Gras, the Sydney Mardi Gras on Saturday night, and for the first time, I think I watched it straight through. Just a lot of people having a lot of fun and wanting to join in the community. So it's also a timely subject, I guess, to have this included in the play. And Peter, what is it about Jack's performance that draws people to this to see this play Shell-Shocked?
His stillness, his command. Yes, stillness is all on the stage, and to be able to hold an audience with a look or just even a word brings enormous character. It's an extraordinary performance, and I salute it, Jack. But it's interesting with PTSD because which was then called Shell Shock. Is the play, I thought he was a First World War veteran, or is that meant to be unclear, Jack?
It is relatively, we have a lot of views. And again, there's a lot of this that can come down to interpretation. For me, it is a World War II piece. There is an extract of Richard III that is playing at the beginning and also plays at the end, which was in about 1946, that extract was from. So to me, that kind of sets it in time. But but what I like is that it can be universal. It could be any war that you really choose. It doesn't have to be. But we said it, but if you think it's World War I or World War II, I think that's fine and up to interpretation. But I think we set it to be World War II.
I mean, he's struggling with shell shock, and of course, shell shock, has a very checkered history. It was regarded initially, as you know, Greg, as a kind of weakness, and then it's only been in recent decades when it's become known as PTSD that it is. It's respected, and I mean, so many millions of soldiers suffered from it, and often secretly. The First and Second World War diggers and Tommies, in your case, John, Jack, were it was masked because their numbers were vast, and they had their servicemen clubs that they could go where they were understood. But it still led to alcoholism and all kinds of violence and all kind and early mortality and a lot of issues. It's only now that it's appreciated and respected, isn't it, in recent years?
Yes, very well
Yeah, I
said.
think for me, like,
Thanks to the Vietnam veteran.
I think that's very interesting. Like you're saying a lot of those things, and because it's a lot. Like obviously, I looked into PTSD quite a lot in preparation for this role, and it was trying to really get that balance. I think the character of Wesley is he is very he's very fragile. He's a very, very fragile character, and it can go any one of two ways at any given moment. There are points in the show where I will break down and I will cry and I will be very vulnerable. There are also points when I can be quite threatening and it can turn angry and it can turn violent because I don't know the character. I know, but the character doesn't know how to deal necessarily with these emotions and these feelings, and he's being told by doctors to suppress it, to forget about it, just move on. And he's being pushed into going into work, and then he's on top of that, he's lost his dad as well. So it's like all these layers, all these different things adding up. And it just the whole show, what I want is for the audience to never really know which way I'm going to go with it. Is it going to explode, or is it just going to, am I going to implode on myself?
Fantastic stuff. Fantastic
Extraordinary.
stuff, Jack. I was going to ask Jack if is your father out here for Fringe?
Unfortunately, he isn't. No, he came last time in 2023, but due to other commitments, aka having other children, he can't just abandon them all, unfortunately.
No,
but
no,
but he
both
would have loved
your
to have been here because we do love this fringe.
both your fringe shows have been at Holden Street, which is the home of theatre in the fringe.
Yes.
Greg, you know, there's a lot of folder roll. There's 1,800 shows in this city over 5 weeks. 1,800, can you believe?
1,800 shows over 5 weeks.
There's a lot of folder roll. There's a lot of which is fun. There's a lot of fun. There's a lot of
But I mean, I want to get over there before Fringe finishes, but
but.
I was going to say to Jack, is this your first visit to Adelaide, and what a marvelous time to arrive in the city.
So it's not my first visit to Adelaide. I was here in 2023 with Jesus, Jane, Mother and Me before, which, like Peter said, has been at Holden Street, which for me, 100%, I couldn't agree more with Peter, is the home of theatre here at the Fringe. And if you're in the Fringe and you want to see some great theatre, get yourself down to Holden Street because there's some amazing
And
productions.
it's got a lovely vibe there at Hindmarsh, Greg, with the two main theatres and the garden where we do Romeo and Juliet in 15 minutes twice nightly, and lots of shows. For example, in the Arch, at the theatre where Jack's show is, and my show, The Christian Brothers, is, and my own show, If Affected, Do Not Drive or Operate Heavy Machinery. Last weekend, there were six shows in that one theatre each day,
It's a marvelous
six
theatre.
complete
I've
shows.
been, yeah, I've been there. I've been there, Peter, and just absolutely love it. The vibe is amazing. It has so many things going for it there in Hindmarsh. Beautiful. Yeah, nice, no, top
Exactly.
stuff.
Except when and there's good parking, except when the soccer's on, because we're next door to a soccer stadium.
That's right. That's right. And I was going to direct this to Peter, but look, Peter, of course, previously well known in many areas, the Dawn Service in Adelaide each year, and of course, ABC announcer for 20 odd years, keeping people happy by just being on air and listening to you. How do you feel about things now? Has this given you a chance to return to your first love?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was doing my own shows, and I did 1,000 gigs across South Australia into Victoria, Broken Hill, Hobart, 1,000 appearances while I was in my 20 years at the ABC. And I directed the odd show and a few cabaret shows. But yes, because I was working nights, it kept me away from my first love, which was the theatre. And happily, since my retirement and even before, I've been back. I've done, four shows down at Holden Street with Martha Lott, who's I think the best actor in South Australia. I don't think you've ever seen her act, have you, Jack?
Unfortunately not, no. It's been a real shame because there was a point where I think she was maybe going to be putting on a show this Fringe, which I was really hoping for because like I said, I've heard glowing reviews from my producer Richard Jordan, who's down here all the time, and obviously Peter speaks very highly
Yes,
of her
of
as well.
course.
So I would have loved to have seen her act, and hopefully I'll get the chance at some point.
You
You
will.
will.
I
So
think
I've
it'll
done
go on.
four shows with her. It's all happening, really. I'm back doing what I love to do.
And the world's a better place for it, Peter, because of course you bring some amazing stuff to the stage, and people are grateful for that. I amongst them, and it's a great thing that Shell Shocked also is on at the Fringe too. You've got your plays being done, Peter, and of course the Philip Stokes written play Shell Shocked, starring Jack Stokes and Lee Bainbridge, is on for the entire 5 weeks of Fringe. And I do urge people to get along and see it. It details the story of a young soldier returning home after war, suffering post-traumatic stress disorder, although that wasn't called that at that stage, and what unfolds after that. So wonderful. Anything else to add about Fringe from the both of you?
You know, I'm not in the first flush of youth, and I'm doing four shows in 4 hours each Saturday and Sunday. It takes me a week to get over it. But it's wonderful to be working. You know, that it's and this the Fringe and Holden Street offer such great opportunities, not only for audiences, but for practitioners. And we salute that. Work is more fun than fun, Greg T. Roth.
That's right. Well, indeed, it's true too. Indeed, it's true too. And doing this is exactly an example of that. Jack, you're acting less is more, which is brilliant. And the stillness, as Peter so articulately puts it, what's next for you?
Well, after this, very interestingly, we are taking Shell Shocked. After this, we take about a 4 week break, and then we're off to New York City for our off-Broadway transfer. to the 59 East 59 Studios, which is just off Central Park, and we're there for about 4 weeks. So it's, you know, it's been amazing to be able to come here and kind of get a, you know, a sense of what international audiences are feeling, and they're currently loving it, which has been great. We picked up the Critics Circle Award yesterday for week one, which was amazing. Not yesterday, it was a few days ago. So it was nice to win an award, and we've been having some really nice reviews as well. And I think it's given us the confidence now to tackle the big dog in New York and see how they feel about it.
How wonderful that is. How
Wonderful.
wonderful that is, Jack. Has acting helped in your maturation as an individual, as a person, taking roles like this on?
Oh, 100%. I think, like, I like to think I've really matured over these past few years and just learning and speaking to different people. I mean, well, for example, that, you know, the first time when I did a radio interview with Peter 2 years prior, when I came before, I've never been so nervous for anything in my entire life. I was genuinely petrified. Whereas, like, just, you know, coming onto this today, I still get the nerves, but I'm dealing with it better now, you know. And I do think that's a credit to, you know, being out here. You know, I'm out here without any family. It's me and Lee Bainbridge and my girlfriend's come across, and I think it's really helped me mature as a person and give me a lot of life experience. And even working with a character like this, I think it's helped with my emotional maturity in a sense. That kind of perception that you never really know what someone else is going through or what someone else is feeling. And it's been an honor to play Wesley, and I do thoroughly enjoy it. And to anyone listening, I please encourage you to come down, because I think it'll hopefully leave a really, really amazing impact on you.
At the Arch Street and the Arch Theatre in Holden Street, urge everyone to get along to Adelaide and visit the Fringe and see Jack in this amazing play, 70 minutes thriller. Peter, it's an excuse to get to New York.
No, I'm a self-funded retiree. I can't be going to New York, and I'm over airports.
Yes.
I'm also appalled. I went to Melbourne to see a show a couple of weeks ago, and I booked a flight with Jetstar, and I woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get the 7:15 flight, and it had been cancelled. And you know, I had to rebook at vast expense. It was a nightmare.
Oh, God.
So we need new swear words. You know that we've worn out the swear words that we have.
Hey,
And
listen.
my suggestion for a new swear word is Jetstar.
No, I think you've got the kernel here for a new play that you can write called Your Flight Has Been Cancelled.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Peter and Jack, it's been an absolute pleasure. Always a pleasure to speak with you, Peter, and Jack, to be introduced to you, an actor of some note and an international actor of some note in Adelaide for the Fringe Festival with Shell Shock. Thank you both very much for being part of the radio show.
Pleasure, Greg
Oh,
T. Ron,
thank
all
you for
of
having me.
Cheers. Thank you.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show.